Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, we have a double blessing. We have an interview with authors Dawn Reeves and Heather Freiberg. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Also, something really important for you to put on your calendar. This would be the March of Remembrance, which is an annual walk to remember those who were lost in the Holocaust, to educate the generations that are unaware of what happened in the Holocaust. And we are raising our voices against modern-day anti-Semitism. So it's a very important event. It's going to be on May 5th at Shema Yisrael, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. We're having a service at 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then the march would be following after. If you have any information needed, if you want to contact someone about it, you would want to contact Ava at rocmor2017@gmail.com or at 585-340-7360. So that is the March of Remembrance on May 5th at Shema Yisrael, and I'll be mentioning it more in the weeks to come. Thank you. Next up, we've got Avner and Rachel Bosky. This is called Ancient Gates. Thank you.
your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Do you know the name of His Son, or the wonders He has done? Do you know the name of His Son, Yeshua?
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, this next song is from Paul Wilbur's CD, Roar from Zion, and it's called Be'Elohim Forever. Amen.
Lord my God, forevermore, forevermore. Your love and goodness will be my song forever and ever.
Shalom, friends. This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
I also want to tell you guys about our annual Passover Seder at Congregation Shema Yisrael. Tickets are going fast, but if you'd like to come to our community Passover Seder, it's at Shema Yisrael, Saturday, April 27th. You can go to shemayisrael.org, S-H-E-M like mother, A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L.org. And then when you see the three lines, go down to annual Passover Seder. From there, you can order your tickets. But if you want to come, I just want you to know those tickets are going fast. So I hope to see you there. And now here's a new song from Michelle Gold called Banish the Darkness.
To This is Michelle Gold, and you're listening to my favorite show, Bagels and Blessings.
Here's Rachel Washington, Wherever You Go, also known as The Vow. Again, that was Rachel Washington, and you know that story comes right out of the book of Ruth. You know, there was a woman named Naomi. Her husband died, and she was left with her two sons, who married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. And eventually, Naomi was just left without her sons and her husband. And one of her daughters-in-law left. And, you know, Naomi even said, go back to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness. And said goodbye. And, but, you know, Ruth said that she would stay. Naomi says, well, wait a minute. Your sister-in-law is going back to her people. You can go back too. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. Eventually, she meets Boaz and, well, I'm not going to tell you the rest. You can read it, but it's a book of Ruth in the Bible. This is Ethel Chadwick. It's almost time for my interview with Dawn Reeves and Heather Freiberg, but we do have time for one more song. Let me see what I can pull out of the hat. Here's a beautiful arrangement of Great Are You, Lord. This is Sue Samuel.
Pour out our praise, pour out.
Again, that was Sue Samuel, and now it's time for my interview with Dawn Reeves and Heather Freiberg. Enjoy, darling, enjoy. Shalom, Dawn and Heather. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to talk to both of you, and why don't I start with you, Dawn? Tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you grow up in a Jewish home?
Yes, I did.
And what about you, Heather?
I would say semi, because my when I would go to New York, I would always be in a Jewish type of atmosphere. But when I was home, it would be more, I would say, liberal. And I wouldn't say that I grew up at home in a Jewish home. When I would visit my relatives in New York, then I was in more of a Jewish home situation.
Cool. Now, either one of you can answer this question, but growing up, did you ever hear anything about Jesus? Did you have any friends that believed in him?
As a child, probably I would say I didn't realize it was Jesus, but where we did grow up in New Jersey, it was a very strong Catholic area. And the children were gone on Sunday, and I wanted to know where they went. So they said they went to church.
Oh, okay.
And they told me, let me just say real quick, they told me that I was a Jew and that I should dig to hell. So I was just a very small child. I was like 4 or 5 years old. I just knew right then and there that wasn't going to be a very good thing. So I ran away at a very young age to go to church. But I had no idea that it had anything to do with Jesus.
Wow. And that was Heather speaking?
Yes.
Okay. And Dawn, what about you? Did you have any friends that believed in Jesus, or did you ever hear about him?
Yes, I did hear about him. My mom would tell us he was a great prophet.
Yeah, they tell us that a lot growing up. I remember hearing that too. I just never thought about asking, well, what does that mean? What did he prophesy? But, you know, that's what we were told.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't care which one of you. One of you can share, how did you end up finding out that Jesus was the Messiah?
My situation probably would be that, again, you know, at a young age, I really, I guess, wanted to know why I was here on Earth. And I, as a child, I went on a wild goose chase for a very long time, trying to find purpose for why I was here. And basically, got into all kinds of religions and studied and everything. And finally, gosh, I think I was probably in my later 30s, ended up going, you know, leaning more towards supernatural, new age type of, you know, behavior. And went to a channeler and opened up Pandora's box to the supernatural of demons. And the only thing that saved me really was, you know, finding, you know, Yeshua, Jesus. I mean, it was just, you know, opening up a Pandora's box to experiencing hell. So hell was very real. And
wow, that must have been scary.
Yeah.
Goodness.
It was horrible, let's say, you know, and the a pastor that I had met during the Christmas season, supernaturally basically came over also and told me about Jesus and to cry out. I, you know, went through the litany of everything that was happening, you know, to me. And it made a massive difference. So, yeah.
Wow.
Was my savior, literally, in every way.
Okay. And what about you, Dawn?
When I met my husband-to-be in high school, but then I married him later, and his dad was a Episcopalian priest, and I fell in love with his dad. He was just such a love. And I loved my husband-to-be, and I used to ponder, like, I didn't understand why the Old Testament just stopped. And I was like, well, how can history just stop? Didn't God just continue going on? I didn't understand that. And so I always pondered that. And then in 1987, I received Jesus, and I was in Germany, and I felt like this, after knowing and being married to my husband, I wanted to know who Jesus was, and I wanted to see that he was in the Old Testament, and that's all I needed, and I received him. It was wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I remember meeting both of you ladies at the Messiah Conference last July, and the Lord has put you two together on a project, but tell me a little bit about how the two of you met and what you've been working on.
The Lord put us together, or at least met us, or we met each other in 2011, and we didn't really know at the time that the Lord had this plan that we would be working together a few years later, and I remember that Heather would always say, I need, because she felt the Holy Spirit telling her that she needed somebody side by side, because the Lord did not want her to be on any computers or technology. And so there was people throughout her life from, I think, a little before me, and then during the time when we were just friends and getting closer, that tried to, you know, step in and be that transcriber for her. But it was when the Lord revealed that to us in 2018, it was so wonderful that I was supposed to step in and be that transcriber.
Okay, so what is it that you guys are working on?
Well, what are we working on? We have a trilogy of three books, and the first one is called Slivers of Hell, Mosaic Stepping Stones to Heaven, and the second one is More Than Flesh and Blood, Soul Chasers Exposed, and the third is called Captivated Intertwined. And they are basically different realms that are between heaven and hell and earth, and they intertwine. I've been very, very fortunate to travel all over the world. And in the world traveling, I had no idea that Messiah was putting together his story, basically, over time. And what really happened was that I just would sit at my Rabboni's feet with the Holy Scriptures and write, and but just madly in love with our Creator, obviously Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. And probably I'm trying to really kind of remember, you know, when he revealed that these writings were going to be much more than just for myself and him and he. 2009. John just reminded me of time, because it's hard to explain, but for me, time is not kind of in the natural. It's more time is outside of time for me. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but truly we are timeless, and the beginning and the end, he's the Aleph and the Tav, all are one. And the writings that he has given me have been an incredible, intimate romance with the Creator. The Slivers of Hell mosaic, Stepping Stones to Heaven, is pretty much my testimony. And I have been very fortunate to have quite a bit of supernatural experiences here in this land below. And they, it's just dimensional. I would say that, you know, we live much more in the times that we're in, are where the spirit realm and the natural realm are colliding. And that's kind of how the books are. Each page is its own entity of time and space. It's very, I don't know what the word would be, Ethel. It's just a romance that you just fall deeper and deeper and deeper in love with our Messiah. And he really puts it together. I don't understand, you know, the word says to trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. And in every way, in my travels all around the world, I acknowledge him no matter where I am. And his promises, he'll set our path straight. And we're not to be wise in our own eyes. I don't even bother anymore really questioning the whys and the wherefores of this world. But we are to fear the Lord, have reverence for our holy God. And in that reverence and holiness, he promises also to, you know, be basically our health for our flesh and blood here. So life is so much more than just flesh and blood. And I guess that's the bottom line, that the Lord really has revealed that through his word, through the Old and New Testament being really one book, and that Yeshua is the one that is the way. He is the truth, and he's my life, and he's everybody's life that realizes that he's our bloodline.
You know, when you write about the supernatural and you talk about hell, there's mm-hmm. also that aspect of terror and fear, and how do you deal with that?
Yeshua warns that there would be constant weeping and gnashing of teeth. And when I went to the channeler, I had many people in my life that either disappeared or committed suicide. And when I went to the channeler, I was to ask, you know, the name of the spirits. And that really opened Pandora's box. And at first, it was ecstasy because, you know, Satan comes as an angel of light. And it changed very quickly to hearing two voices to 28 voices to really being slowly, I would say, almost murdered by you know, the spirit realm. So hell was very much shown to me. And truthfully, the only way that I can even say that I'm here today is because of the blood of Yeshua that saved me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, do you guys have a website, or are your books near production, or what status is this project in at the moment?
We are working on the website. We haven't quite got it. We're really trying to wait on the Lord, and he's putting everything, step by step. And so we haven't gotten that quite complete. So, but when we will, we'll let you know.
Right. And what about,
we don't work, honestly, it sounds absolutely insane. We don't work in the time of the natural. We do have a publisher, thanks to you, Ethel. Olive Press Publishing. She is working on the first, manuscript book to be, and we sent her the second. I don't know if we sent the third. No. We are completed. We are completed with 99.9% of the three books. We are also doing them in audio, and so the audio recordings, the second book is almost completed, and then we'll be starting the audio recording for the third. So there'll be the trilogy of the books, and I would say the way that I would describe the books is that they definitely bring you into other dimensions. We talk about the veil, behind the veil of the Holy of Holies, of the situations and the testimony that I went through, and what if I could hear the Lord speaking to me, what he would be saying. And when I say some of the testimonies, I've been eyewitness to a murder, I was almost murdered there, I could just give you a litany of a crazy, crazy, crazy testimony, but the Lord was always there. That's all. And we are just working in our Messiah's time, not our time, trusting, waiting on the Lord. And I'm hoping and praying that everything that we do gets to Israel.
Praise the Lord. It sounds like your overall message is the supernatural is real.
It's real.
But
absolutely.
That we should.
And I will say really quickly that my grandmother's name was Esther Adasha, and my great great grandfather was Mordecai. And both Dawn and I feel very, very strongly that the work, the assignments that the Lord has given us is for such a time as this. The second book, More Than Flesh and Blood, Soul Chasers Exposed, is from the voice of Lucifer and traces anti-Semitism, Judaism, from the very beginning of time, from the garden on. And the third book, Captivated, Intertwined, is much more uplifting. And it's just the intimate romance that our Messiah truly wants as one new man between the Gentile and the Jew from the very beginning, because really the original, of course, disciples and the apostles were Jewish, and the Messianic believers were basically cast out during Constantine's time, and that's how it's been, since then, in, the 364. And we believe, both Dawn and I, that we have been called for such a time as this, that the Jewish people, what does it say? The first shall be last and the last shall be first. So they are all going to eventually recognize their Messiah, who is Jewish.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, how would you like us all to be praying for you?
Absolutely, 110%.
Is there any specific prayer you would like us to be praying?
Well, I think just protection through, doing the second book has really given us, has been very difficult because, because of the voice of Lucifer. But just protection, and that we can get it, the audio completely
finish for the finalize for the second and get started on the third and get that done
and get it to Israel.
Yes, we really,
not just not just Israel, for the Jewish people to realize how much Yeshua, and I say Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, loves them and wants them to be with him in eternity forever in heaven.
Amen. Well, I think in the meantime, people can contact me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com or even Olive Press Publisher to keep tabs on you guys. And when such...
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
And then when you do have a publication date, then we will announce it to the world. But I'm just blown away. I'm intrigued. I knew you were working on something, but I didn't know exactly what it was. I'm like, oh my, this is powerful stuff. Thank you so much for sharing this on Bagels and Blessings. This is wonderful.
Well, we want to both thank you, because believe it or not, the Lord, you know, it was a divine appointment. You were just a joy, and we're just so grateful, you know, that we met you, that you put us in touch with Cheryl, your publisher, for your book. And we all have, right? We all have our assignments. We're all sold out to the truth, because the truth is the only thing that sets us free. And we appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and we appreciate the prayers to be sent out. And we definitely, you know, want to keep in contact with you so everybody can just share in the love romance and the dance below. We're in right now. And the joy of the Lord being our strength in these, I would say that we're in very sci-fi times, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dawn Reeves and Heather Freichberg, I just want to thank you for being my guests today on Bagels and Blessings, and know that you are a blessing to me, and I know that we will talk again soon, and maybe I'll see you this July. Who knows?
Yes, I hope so.
That would be wonderful.
Well, stay on the line. We'll talk off air, but thank you again, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Dawn Reeves and Heather Freichberg. I just love doing this radio program. I have been so blessed in 26 and a half years on the air. I have interviewed so many people. Everybody has a story. Now, maybe you know somebody who needs to be on Bagels and Blessings. Send me their information. You can write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, or you can find my Facebook page, just called Bagels and Blessings. But if you know somebody that has a great testimony, I want to talk to them. In the meantime, we have time for more music. Here is Bat Rivka Witten, and this is called Run.
We're gonna run to you. We're gonna run to you, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna run to you, yeah, 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 yeah. Shelter of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Say of the Lord, my refuge.
Derechech Adonai, Vayishmorecha. Yair Adonai Panavalecha, Vikunecha. Yes, Adonai, Panavalecha, V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.